It does not matter if it's in a smaller box or a bigger box, like an EKG, for example. You know, at one point in time, it used to be as big as a small room. You normally see today on a table in a doctor's office, and today you've seen things on a smartphone. So it doesn't really matter how small or how big the technology gets. It's what it does.
So with that third category of products like the EKG monitor, first of all, how widespread are they nowadays in healthcare centers?
On the small handheld ones, are you referring to those?
The ones that would fall into that third category, the one that the FDA does want to take a closer look at. How pervasive are those types of devices that could pose harm if not used in the correct way?
So it's the expectations for an EKG monitor. Just use that example for a second. We have cleared EKG monitors that are on a smartphone. And we have seen others that also do the similar functionality on a different type of size. As technology gets smaller, I think it gets more and more used by clinicians to sort of depend upon. And that's really what we're focusing on, and saying, people, are you going to use EKG to recognize certain types of symptoms on a patient? And they're going to have the same reliance as they used to have with a bigger box. So that's how. And so I'm not sure I'm answering a pervasive question, but it is pervasive since EKG has been used for a long time.
Well, and what you're saying also is that it's just going to grow more and more common. It's going to be more pervasive as the years go on and development continues. So the FDA is proposing to treat those just the same as you would treat any other medical device?
Exactly. So we would have some unique sort of aspects for the technology as it gets smaller, but those are something that people have been doing all along with medical devices. Even today, as we went from a bigger box to a smaller box to now a handheld, those kind of risks and those kind of considerations manufacturers need to take, and people need to sort of think about what does that mean to go smaller. But other than that, we would consider that functionality of providing somebody with an EKG waveform or a signal to be the same level of assurance that they would have with a different size box or a synthesized EKG machine.
We're speaking with Bakul Patel. He is Senior Policy Advisor at the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health. What are the particular challenges in regulating health IT devices compared to the other items that do the same sort of functions, but because these are IT items, they pose certain challenges?
So first of the fact is there's a lot of things used in healthcare. We would not oversee them as an FDA typical medical device oversight. So that's one of the things that a framework sort of brings back to, is not everything would be regulated as a medical device. There is a area of health IT that you can think about. It falls into the middle bucket or the second category, which I mentioned earlier, which needs a different framework because there's a life cycle that occurs in creation of technology, implementation of technology, and sort of use of technology and maintenance of that. When you go to the small system like a mobile app, it's not as difficult or not as complex. But when you think about the large health IT systems in a hospital, when they're implemented, there's a lot of things that go on. There's interconnectivity, there's cybersecurity, there's how it's implemented, customized in a hospital. So those challenges are unique for the vast variety of health IT that we know of today. And what the framework proposes is actually we need to create a public-private partnership to sort of understand how an ecosystem can be built, a system can be built that can oversee different types of technologies at different life cycles that can be tailored with the four guiding principles that we outlined in the report.
I just have one particular question, and that has to do with software updates, which to me, to a layman, it seems like that might pose a particular challenge, because if you think about all the computer apps we use, they are always sending out new updates, and sometimes there are bugs in those updates, and those have to be fixed. So is that something that you took into account with this?
Yes, so that's exactly right. The software is one of the unique aspects of software, is it can be changed really quickly, but if you're not careful, it can actually break functionality, as we know. At the same time, you know, some of the things that are very simple that needs to be happening, for example, for a security patch that happens in your computer, that needs to be happening even in the health IT environment. Having that into consideration, That's where best practices come in, where what is called the management comes in, making sure that patches are applied in the bigger environment of health IT, are tested before they actually are implemented and verified. And also thinking about how do we think about when those changes happen, are implemented and in a timely and in a logical way that assures that the functionality is not broken. Not only it's not broken, but it's actually maintained at the same level.
Do you have any idea now, and of course this is just a proposal, but how many devices would be in this third category, the one that requires more FDA scrutiny?
I don't anticipate right now a huge amount to change, because it's fundamentally, if you look at the functionality that we have been regulating today, that would be the universe of what we are regulating in different forms. Now, I can imagine down the road, many more things could happen with just software that could be in the category of the last bucket. We don't have a great sense right now, but the sky's the limit with software, as you know, that people can do many innovative things, and we want to promote that innovation from that perspective. That way, we are focusing only on the higher risk functionality and not on all functionality, whereas the other functionalities are falling into the other buckets.
Now, the FDA partnered with others, including the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to come up with this strategy. Just tell me a little bit about how the FCC worked into this. What role did they play?
So, as mandated by Congress in 2012, the Congress basically asked FDA to partner and write a strategy in collaboration with ONC, with the Office of the National Coordinator, and Federal Communications Commission, which is the FCC, to come up with a strategy. Their role, I mean, if you think about their broadband plan that they put out a few years back, has a very, very big component of health as part of the broadband plan. And communications, making sure technology are tested as things get wireless, as things get interconnected, not only in the medical device world, but also in the health IT world and also in our daily life. They play a role there. The Office of the National Coordinator also plays an important role in promoting adoption of health information technologies and EHRs, as you know. So that's one of the things that they sort of contributed from that perspective into the strategy.
They were informing you as to how well the doctors or other people in these healthcare settings would be able to use these devices mm-hmm. in a way where it doesn't cause harm. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And so this, as you said, was mandated by law. I believe that was a couple of years ago. What's your timeline for finalizing the strategy?
So one of the things we're doing is we put the proposal out just recently. Next steps is to get reaction from the public and engagement in sort of defining at the next level what those different things, what we pointed out, are they, one, they're right, two, what do we need to get to a different, another level down where we can dive into the details of what should the governance look like for the Health IT Patient Safety Center, and what are the functionalities, and even get some of the input on the questions you asked about what's coming down the road and how does that look like and how should that governance look like.